Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Memento, a podcast from Washington Avenue Christian Church. See, here at Washington Avenue Christian Church, we understand that sometimes we forget who we are, and sometimes we forget what we're supposed to do, and sometimes we even forget what we talked about on Sunday. So in an effort to remind ourselves of who we are and what we're supposed to do and what we talked about on Sunday, we bring you Memento Podcast. My name is Shane Wiley. I'm the Connections Pastor here at Washington Avenue, and I've got with me my good friend and buddy.
Yeah, my name is Jake, and I'm the Pastor of Student Ministry here at Washington Avenue.
Awesome. And in case you're tuning in for the first time, in a little bit, we've kind of changed things up a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, we brought Jake on just for a conversation, and we ended up liking it so much that we hired him and gave him a massive pay increase. just kidding. To be a part of this with us, because it means that we can have a conversation instead of a monologue, which is always better for me and him and you. So we're going to continue on in our discussion through this Ephesians series today. And kind of part of the tweak that we've made is to just ask questions. And so all three of us attentively, me and Jake, and then Isaac, producer Isaac back there, he's waving, but you can't see him. We have paid attentive attention to the, that was redundant, to the sermon, and taking copious notes and asked questions of ourselves and each other that we're going to talk about today. So which question do you want to start with, Jake? That's the real question.
I just want to start with the fact that that intro was just like so smooth, bro. It's like you had practiced it a million times. Like,
well, I have done this a little bit.
It was good. It sounded like a commercial for a
or like an intro podcast. For a podcast that exists.
No, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. I'm going to just go in order, dude.
Okay,
let's start with yours.
Okay, I didn't really put a question in there in the notes. It's just like, because I just know what I wanted to talk about. So, let me read this text here, because it's so fascinating. Ephesians 4, 26 is where we're at. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Now, I don't know about you, Jake, but I've heard that verse a lot, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like this weird thing, because it's like, be angry, don't sin, but also like put a cap on your anger. That's kind of like how it's been taught to me before, right?
Yeah.
Actually, whenever I was little, it was like, don't even be angry. And it's like, well, that's not what it says. It says, be angry, don't sin, and then don't let your sun go down on your anger. And again, that was kind of just like taught to me as like, put a cap on the amount of time that you allow yourself to be angry. But because I am me, right? As Jim was preaching about this on Sunday, I'm going to pull out my phone real quick because I don't want to support you right now. Blue Letter Bible. Sorry. I was looking at the Greek, and this is interesting, and I want to know your thoughts. The be angry is one word in the Greek, and then do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger. That's a different word.
Nerd alert.
What? So the be angry is a passive, right? Which means that it's not something that you do. It's something that happens to you, right?
Okay.
So it's a good translation of that would be like, to be provoked to anger or to arouse anger.
Okay.
And the other one is like that wrath, rage, or irritation. Mm. And so I'm just curious, what do we do with that? It's two separate words. What does it mean?
Yeah. So say it again, verse 26.
Yep.
You were using a different translation than me.
That's okay.
Yeah. Can you read it again?
Be provoked to anger or to be provoked to anger and do not sin. But do not let the sun go down on your wrath, rage, irritation.
Yeah. Okay. So to me, that means, I don't know. I don't necessarily know the difference between like anger and irritation.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of reminds me of this like series that we did for high school and middle school. And the idea is that like, to me, that sounds like it's saying like, don't, like, let anger happen, because like anger is an emotion, and like it's going to happen to you. Like, you have emotions. God gave you emotions. Like, it's a part of you. But don't let it like control you. So like, it's okay to feel angry, but don't like let your anger like become you, like don't let it control you. That's all I can say to that. But yeah, that's kind of what I get from that. I don't necessarily understand like the difference between anger and irritation. I know anger is like a pretty like easy, safe emotion to have. Like it's a lot easier to feel angry than it is to feel sad. But irritation, yeah, I don't know, man. It's an interesting one.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it since Sunday in preparation for this. We got a bonus day to think about it because of the snow yesterday.
Yeah.
So I thought about it a lot yesterday too.
Okay.
And I think about Jesus who, is specifically when he cleansed the temple. Cause that's kind of like the only like anger thing that we see Jesus, with Jesus. Right. And I feel like he's a pretty good example of what it means to be angry. And so here's what I think that it means is that, or here's how maybe we can illustrate it, is that Jesus saw what was happening in the temple, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just that, you know, they had coffee shops set up in the worship center. That's not the issue at all. It's that they were taking advantage of people, right? So once you stepped into the temple, like your money was worthless. You had to trade it for like temple money.
Yeah.
And the exchange rate was skyrocketed. Mm. And then on top of that, like everything was worth like five times more temple money than it was like a normal money.
Outside,
yeah. And so like poor people and the common person, they couldn't even like buy the things that they needed to make the sacrifices that were required of them to make themselves right before God, right? Yeah. And so Jesus sees that and he's ticked, right? Again, it's not that they were selling coffee and, you know, the newest book in the bookstore in the foyer, right? This is a really big issue. And so Jesus sees that and he's angry. He drives them out, right? He even creates a whip. I don't think he whipped anybody with it. He probably just like used that for the animals and to get them out.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Just came in like Indiana Jones style, like.
Well, not quite that kind of whip, I don't think, but
Sorry.
Anyway, so he drives them out.
I was like, that'd be awesome.
And in that moment, I'm just trying to make sure. Yeah, and making a whip of cords, he drove out all of the animals.
Okay. It's more like a
John.
Like a horse whip, not like a
switch. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, I feel like that's important. We don't need to like move on too fast before.
Anyway, so Jesus saw, emoted, and acted.
Yeah.
Anger. Irritation, I think, is this like lingering, like itch.
Yeah.
That like, I don't think that Jesus went to bed that night and was like, I can't believe that those stupid people, you know, I don't think that it lingered. And I think that's the difference between like the anger and irritation. That's what irritant means, is something that lingers and just festers and pesters you. Maybe I'm off base there. I don't know.
No, but I mean, that makes sense. I mean, it kind of just sounds like what I was saying, honestly, like it's like process your emotions, like let your emotions come out, you know, don't let them sit in and like, become like a bigger thing. Don't let them control you. Mm-hmm. Like,
and then once the issue's dealt with and like Jesus happened an opportunity and was able to do this because he's Jesus and because he knew exactly what to do. And in his anger, he did not sin. Hello, Ephesians. Like he was able to handle the situation, bang, right there.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. And so I don't think it's literally saying like handle the situation before you go to bed.
Yeah.
But like handle the situation. Like whatever needs to happen for it to be resolved, get it done and then move on with your life. Don't fester in it.
Yeah.
Because that turns to bitterness and bitterness just eats you up.
Yeah. There's this podcast that I listen to. It's called Java with Julie. It's pretty good. But she talked about like how our body, and we've heard this a million times before this, but like how our bodies have like muscle memory, you know? So like when it's like that anger like stays inside of you, like your body like carries that weight of anger and like, No one wants that because then it's just going to come out later in a way that you don't want it to.
And something like in a way, and you're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah. Like, why am I so ticked off right now? Like, I'm having a fine day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know. Any other thoughts on that? I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up the difference between like the two.
Yeah, I've read that verse 100 times and I was like, I wonder.
Yeah.
That just does seem a little confusing. Like, be angered, don't sin, don't let the sun go down in your anger.
Yeah. I'm more excited about Jesus having a wit, bro. Like, I've never understood that.
Yeah. It's important to note that he didn't use it on people.
That's true. Yeah, just animals.
Don't whip people. Just animals.
Just the...
And maybe the, don't whip animals too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, next question. Jake, you have them up in front of you. I do not. So swallow your coffee and yeah, let's man. Move on.
It's actually tea, so...
Whatever it is.
All right, so the question I wrote, man, was how do idols stunt our spiritual growth? So I felt... Jim talked a lot about idols, and he talked about... just like how small things can even become like an idol, and how that can like, you talked a lot about devotion and just like giving your time and giving your emotions and that sort of stuff. And I just thought a lot about like, how does that affect you and your spiritual growth if you're not giving like your full devotion to Christ? Man, I was holding that in for so long. I was trying so hard to finish that sentence before sneezing. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Did you get that question before I sneezed?
Say it again because I forgot.
Okay.
I panicked when you sneezed. I was like, the mics.
Yeah. So just like how does like worshiping idols stunt our spiritual growth? Like if we're not giving our full self to God, how does that stunt our spiritual growth? If well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense. Because we were created to be in relationship with God. And whenever you're not pursuing God and you're pursuing whatever it is that's become your idol, like,
yeah,
you're not pursuing a relationship with God. And therefore, you're running further away from the thing that, the one thing you were created to be and do and have, which is a relationship with God. So, yeah, it just, like, continuously, like, warps you. Some would even say, like, I don't remember who it was, so I probably oughtn't to quote it, but I'm going to anyway. But like the more comfortable you get in sin and the more you like pursue idolatry, like the image of God actually like diminishes within you.
Mm. Like the light is extinguished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extinguished, not extinguished, distinguished. Distinguished. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Dang.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just thought about... like a lot of my high school bros are like super into working out and like so much so that they're like ridiculously ripped and I like ask them to take me to work out so I can like learn from them. But then I'll ask about their spiritual life and they're like, what? Like, what are you talking about, bro? And I'm like, yeah. So it's just, I just think of like the small things that can become like idols, even though they're not necessarily a bad thing, you know, like working out is a great thing.
Yeah.
But when you make it like the only thing that you think about, that's when it can become an issue. The big word that stood out for me when Jim was preaching was devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And just like literally like, you know, I found myself like watching like workout videos, like the best type of workout and the type like the, you know, that sort of stuff. And like, should I take like supplements and that type of stuff? And I watched like a 20-minute video and I was like, what am I doing? You know, like this is, I'm devoting a lot of my time to this, although it's, mm-hmm. You know, it's important to take care of your body. Maybe that's a little legalistic. Like I think you can watch a 20-minute video about working out.
Yeah.
But just like making sure that you're keeping that in check and not like devoting all of your time and thoughts to that. You know, like taking every thought captive. Like I'm just trying to think about even in working out, like do I have the right perspective of like am I doing this to like have six abs and like or a six pack six abs six pack and like go to the pool and like just, you know, rock hard abs, or am I like trying to take care of like the body that God gave me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if
that, yeah, so if that makes I sense. Think for specifically for that example, the question becomes like, is this an act of vanity or an act of worship?
Mm. Yeah.
Because like you've said multiple times, we can and should like take care of our bodies. Like that is stewardship.
Yeah.
And so like working out is an act of worship.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
But it's for what purpose? Like, am I working out so that I'm good and healthy and fit so that my life and ministry are like maximized for the kingdom? Or is it so that I can look good at the pool?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing you said there was like stewardship.
Yeah.
I think that's just the perspective that we have to have, understanding that like everything that we have isn't ours, you know, like it's all God's, and it's just our purpose to like use that to bring him glory, because, you know, not everyone can spend, you know, 30, 45 minutes reading their Bible at work and like call that work, you know, like, and that's not everyone's passion to just like read the Bible. But like you can be in any position, like at, you know, in a corporate setting, you know, and like still use that as worship, like still use that as stewardship. Like I'm going to do this to the best of my ability to like bring God glory, you know? And I think, so it's almost like idle is like not making, cause I feel like that can be an issue even with my ministry, is like making my ministry an idol, you know, like making that the thing that I worship rather than God, and understanding that like I'm stewarding this ministry for God, you know? So it's just this perspective of like, it's not yours, man. So,
We tend to think of idols as bad things, you know, modern day idols being like money, sports, you know, popularity. But I think what you said is really important. Like ministry can become idolatrous. Like your spouse can idolize, your children, you can idolize. And so like that stewardship, I think, not to pat my own back, but I think that that's a really important perspective. Like knowing and understanding that whether it's, you know, being really fit and good at working out, or being really good at a sport, or being a really great spouse or a really great parent, is all like an effort of stewardship of the time, treasures, and talents that God has given us for his purpose and his glory, not ours.
I like it.
Sweet. Next.
Sweet. All right. So this is Isaac's question.
Producer Isaac.
Producer Isaac. He said, Jim mentioned talking about like grieving the Holy Spirit. And like making God sad. And
unfair move on Jim's part to just like drop this like, here you go.
Yeah.
This really confusing thing, but come back tonight. I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it was a great move, because he was like, come to the...
Unless you teach a class on Sunday nights like me, and I can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you have a Bible study.
Yeah, Bible study. Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
Anyway, maybe that's sorry, I cut to off. Talk what about was the question?
No, that's literally a question. Just like, understanding more.
I didn't hear a question in there.
Just like understanding more about like what Jim meant when he said like we're grieving the Holy Spirit. Like Isaac talked about, he was like, dude, like you just dropped this and I want to know more. And he wrote like five O's just because he wants to know more about what that means.
Yeah.
I think that's important, you know, like what does it mean to like grieve the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to like make God sad? You know, I don't necessarily think about like making God sad. Think more about making God mad. I think maybe that's just my... perspective on God, but like never really making God sad.
Yeah, it's just like kind of lobbed right there in the middle, right? You'd think that it would be like the last thing, right? Paul's like, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, and then he's like, oh, and also don't do these things too. Like, if I was Paul, if I was the Holy Spirit inspiring Paul,
that was good.
I would have put it at the end so that there's a punch.
Maybe you can talk to Paul about that whenever you get to...
the Holy Spirit, I'll talk to him right now.
Like, hey, bro, what were you doing?
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Okay, well, you might be disappointed, Isaac, in my explanation or thoughts on it. But for as, like, big and as, like, as it is, like, I think the explanation of it's pretty simple. What's the Holy Spirit's job?
I don't know why. I'm going to way overthink this. What do you... Just to be like the comforter and to guide us, counselor.
The Holy Spirit has lots of jobs.
Yeah.
Some of the Holy Spirit's jobs include, but are not limited to, conviction.
Okay.
And sanctification.
Okay.
So whenever you're doing these things, all of the, you know, the list, being angry and thieving and lying and all of these things, like, you're not being sanctified.
Yeah.
Which means that the Holy Spirit... I don't want to say isn't able, but you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to do its job inside of you.
Mm. Yeah.
Whenever you're opting for those things instead.
It's good. I just like that face.
That's my like Isaac producer. Like, yeah. Like, that satisfactorily answer your question. Yeah. I got a nod and a, I don't know. You go.
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think the example that Jim used about, you know, like a father being sad, like uh-huh. whenever his son is doing the wrong thing, it's like, I can't necessarily control you into like making that decision. And I can give you advice. I'll, you know, if you come to me, like I'll give you advice and, you know, my Holy Spirit is there with you, to convict you. But like, I can't make you do it. Which is like true love, you know, because if it wasn't, if he could control us, then like, that's not love. We're just a bunch of robots, you know, but like, yeah. So I think that made sense to me. Just like understanding that like God can be sad.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that was really what I got out of that. Yeah.
That being sealed for the day of redemption. There's revelation connections there. Mm. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, we should one day.
I want to.
We should one day.
But we're not going to. Because Paul probably didn't know that the book of Revelation ever existed.
Yeah.
Because it was written after he died. So that's the Holy Spirit again. Mm. Tying these nice little bows for us.
I feel like you're whispering.
Maybe I am. I'm sorry. Is it coming through okay?
I'm like having a hard time hearing.
My head's a little plugged up, like my Dude. Ears and stuff. So I can't like hear myself very well.
I'm awful right now.
Yeah, so I'm flying tomorrow, so like it's just going to be a disaster.
That sucks. I feel really bad for you going on vacation. It's got to be so rough.
I wouldn't call this a vacation. We've got one more week in this Walk in the Light series, right? Right. Be the light, not we are light. That's what it is. I didn't brand it myself or anything. We are light. So it's been good. And as I was like preparing for my sermon last week and then like looking at the text this week, I was like, where's the light language at? Like, where did we get this? We are light. It's coming. Like,
it's coming.
It's this week. It's like, oh, there it is. I was like, why did we choose?
Why did we choose light?
There is nothing in here about light at all. So even like trying to like make the connections in my sermon of like to the series, because it was supposed to be like the intro into the series. I was like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
I just like put in some hypothetical questions.
I thought you did a great job. So
thanks.
Good.
Cool. Anything else that you have thoughts on?
What are you looking forward to as we come to a close?
Well, for as practical as four was, five is even more so, I think. Mm. And the danger of five is to just, I think, see that it's like about marriage and family and kids and be like, that's not for me. But there's a couple of punches that are for everybody. Like 5:1, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Look like your dad. And even like 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And, you know, we kind of pull that into like, rightfully so, into like the marriage talk of like wives submit to your husbands, husbands, you know, wives. But like, that the umbrella for that whole thing is like submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And then it goes wives, husbands, children.
Yeah.
Right. But those are just three specific examples. But like, what does it look like for Shane to submit to Jake and Jake for like, it's this constant like emptying of ourselves, which that's Philippians, you know?
Yeah. When I feel like people really focus on those three examples when they should be focusing on like the umbrella instead. So
Now
I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah. Me too.
Cool.
Me too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Well, thanks for hiring me. I'll be expecting that pay raise.
Me too.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Me too. All right. What'd you do in the snow day yesterday? Did you do anything fun?
Man, I just laid down on my couch in my basketball shorts and I wrote a couple emails and then I just chilled, man.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ate some pork and beans.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Megan brought over beans and I was like, I'm gonna put some pork in this. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, so it's not like canned pork
beans? No, no. Oh, it's like, okay. No, it's like, so it's no. It was like beans. Like,
I think you're talking about just
and
like.
And then I made pork and I was like, oh, these would be okay. Good. I've heard pork and beans before. I'm going to put pork in my beans.
No, I was just picturing beanie weenies. Oh, just no. Just like chopped up hot dogs.
No, dude, no. Okay, I definitely still cook like a college student, but no, definitely. Definitely not that. What about you, man? What were you doing?
Yeah, we just chilled. We took Janessa to the library in the afternoon. We returned books. She loves coming to the library and unpacked.
It's awesome.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get there.
That's what we do right now in our lives and got ready for our trip tomorrow. So
nice.
Anyway, we're going to wrap it up now. I'm going to kill it.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Sounds
hey, good. Everybody. thanks so much for tuning in on this conversation. I felt kind of loosey-goosey today. But it was fun and I enjoyed it as always. And thanks to Jake for being here and making me not do this by myself. If you enjoyed this, make sure that you subscribe to our channel or to our podcast, on whatever viewing platform you're consuming this and, hit the little bell so you get notified whenever these things drop. I think that was all that I'm supposed to say. That was for as good as the intro was, that was a really terrible
it's
outro.
All right, bro. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll got be plenty of more practice.
Yeah. I kind of went blank on what I was supposed to say. Anyway, that's it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. This has been Memento from Washington Avenue Christian Church. We'll see you next week.